I told you that I would take you anywhere in the world, where would it be? Would you want to go to a theme park and ride roller coasters? Maybe you want to visit family that's far away. Or maybe you want to go to the beach. Maybe you want to go to the mountains and go hiking. There are so many amazing places to go and visit and explore on this earth. Now, when I was younger, my dad would take us camping, me and my brother and my sisters camping, right? And not just in the backyard camping, but to places where there are no cars. You drive to a lake and you get into a canoe with your tent and your backpack and all of your clothes, and you would canoe across a lake to get to your campsite. Now, sometimes when we got to the other side of the lake, we'd have to take the canoes and put them on our shoulders and carry our canoes and our tent and our backpack all the way across land to another lake. And then we'd get back into our canoes and paddle across that lake just to get to our campsite. I mean, it would take us a full day to get to where we wanted to go. And it was a lot of work. But thankfully, when I was young, my dad would do most of the work. But even though it's not easy to do that kind of camping, it is still an amazing experience. And I would still do it today. We've gone camping many times. But one of the best parts about that kind of camping is that you're in the middle of nowhere. There are no sounds of cars going by, no airplanes overhead, no neighbors yelling. All you hear is the sound of nature, birds singing, the waves of the water, and the wind in the trees. Once you get to your destination and you set up your tent and you sit back, it is very calming and relaxing. Now, I know not everyone desires to go camping or has the opportunity to. It's not for everybody. I get it. But the beauty about God's creation is that it's all over the world. Even in the busiest of cities, you still find flowers and trees. You can go on a hike or just go to a park or even a garden and find some solitude in nature. Once you have found a place with little outside distractions, you can then begin to focus on what's going on around you. What is nature really like? Do you ever wonder what the birds are saying or the wind and the trees are saying? In the Sunday school song, "See the Shining Dewdrops," it suggests that they are saying God is ever good. I'm going to read from Romans 1, verse 20. "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Now here it states, when we look and study nature, there's no excuse to deny God. His handiwork, his fingerprints are all over creation. When we spend time in nature and think about how it all works, we can see how amazing our God is. Let's take rain for instance. How does it work? Where does the rain come from? From the clouds? Is the rain always in the clouds? Well, as I'm sure you've all learned at some point, is that the sun, the hot sun, will beat down on Earth, making the Earth heat up. And the water in the ponds, the lakes, the puddles, and oceans begin to evaporate. So little teeny tiny water drops then go back up into the sky, and in the sky they form together and they form a cloud. And when the cloud is big and heavy, the water leaves the cloud as rain and waters the earth. Now this cycle happens over and over again. God has provided a way for the plants to get the water that they need in the most interesting of ways. I would never have thought of that. He has. You know, we don't have to go out and make sure the trees are watered in the forest or the squirrels have water to drink. God created a way for it to naturally happen without man. His creation is being taken care of. We can't see this evaporation happening because it's invisible. So much of what goes on in creation and in nature is invisible. Does that mean it doesn't happen just because we don't see it? Is it not happening? Just because we don't see evaporation, does it mean it's not happening? No, it is happening. That's what makes it amazing. The invisible evaporation shows us the goodness of God and how he provides for all of his creation with just water. Now, that's just one example. When God and Job are talking back and forth, God says to Job, "Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Do you know how God controls the clouds and makes his lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of him who has perfect knowledge." Now we can easily see how the sky works as one of God's amazing wonders. God also talks to Job about the animals. He says, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." Now what he is saying, that the animals know who their creator is. And as the song goes, while all nature utters, God is ever good. If we allow ourselves to take time to look at nature, we can learn about God, his wisdom and love. The Bible isn't the only place that teaches us about him. Nature does also. I suggest that when you get a chance, go out in nature, sit quietly, bend down, look at all the tiny creatures. Look up into the vast sky. What do you see that teaches you about God's love? Psalm 104 says, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small." So when you are listening to this song, I want you to imagine you are looking at the tiny dewdrops that are on a leaf, or the sun beaming out of the clouds during a sunrise, or if you are by a stream, listening to its trickle. How does being part of nature make you feel? I know that when I'm camping or going on a hike or just watching an animal show on TV, seeing how God cares for all the creatures, I do want to proclaim that God is ever good. Now I'm just going to quickly read the words of the song for you so you can sit and meditate on these things. "See the shining dewdrops on the flowers strewed, proving as they sparkle, God is ever good. See the morning sunbeams peeping through the wood, silently proclaiming, God is ever good. Hear the mountain streamlet in the solitude, with its ripple saying, God is ever good. Where no fears intrude, merry birds are singing, God is ever good. Flowers in the garden, violets in the wood, giving out their perfume, God is ever good. Bring my heart, they tribute, songs of gratitude, while all nature utters, God is ever good." Now the chorus of the song that gets repeated is, "God is wisdom, and God is love," over and over again. Things to remember.